Dictation for Gordon Netzley, Netzley, April 26, 37. Address as a letter, John J-O-N Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, PAC 828-6853. Dear John J-O-N, follow up Mr. Netzley, renal failure hypertension, last visit a month ago. Completed dialysis class, wants to do in-center dialysis, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, chronic incontinence, no cloudiness or blood, a stable dyspnea according to family member. No gross orthopnea PND, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation syncope. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the bicarbonate replacement, blood pressure, nifedipine, HCTC. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 110/62. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial rap gallop. No ascites, tendon, and masses, no major edema, decreased hearing but no focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries in February, creatinine 2.7. For a GFR 21, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, anemia 10.8, a normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, progressive over time, presently not symptomatic. We have a long discussion with the patient and the daughter, Deanne, D-E-A-N-Y, about the meaning of renal failure. We start dialysis based on symptoms. Most people will be GFR less than 15, probably around 10. The advantages and disadvantages of each technique. We do an AV fistula when GFR consistently below 20. We cannot predict for sure when he will reach a point in time of dialysis. If he follows the same decline over the last 1 year, that might be 1.5, 2 years from now. For anemia, we are going to update iron studies, B12 folic acid. Continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back on the next 3-4 months, all questions answered from patient and daughter. End of dictation.